on Sunday here, a battle of the mind, a battle of the body here, and for the Silvertips, who empty tank on the back end of 3-3, up against the challenge of really anything goes, and unfortunately, a two-goal lead in the first period, not enough. They settle for 1 point by the finish line, and with that, the final score, the Spokane Chiefs 4, and the Silvertips 3 in a shootout. Mike Benton with you, alongside Justin Morrison, and with the Silvertips holding a 3-2 lead in that third period, a game-changer, a goal in the first minute of that period to Kyler Yamamoto.
Yeah, there were a few different instances tonight where I thought the game shifted on a couple of big plays, and definitely that early goal there by Yamamoto was one of them. It was an interesting spot to be in, considering how this game started, but the Chiefs battled hard tonight.
And with that, things opening up, however, on a promising note for the Tips, it took just 51 seconds after the opening faceoff to hit the scoreboard, all courtesy Matt Fontaine, who made it 1-0. And his stick knocked away, but a penalty coming up. It's against Spokane as Davis defeat Christensen left side, and a shot sizzles wide at the tower of Jaden Sittler. Sixth attacker is on. That's Riley Sutter. And a shot by Davis. Save made. Rebound. Score! Matt Fontaine. Base left circle with the extra attacker. 19:09 to go in the opening period. That didn't take long. Fontaine makes it 1-0 Silvertips. Davis and Bykov with the assist as Fontaine picked up his 15th goal of the season.
Yeah, and again, not a power play goal, but clearly the extra attacker had a big impact on that one, taking advantage of the open space that was there. Fontaine didn't waste any time tracking that rebound down and putting it in the net.
And then Patrick Bykov and his line back for more. It was Bykov who made it 2-0 off a beauty of a setup and finish, all coming at 6:57. Back on the Tips as Bykov pushing one into the zone, drops it. Here's Werger to Bykov. He scores! Did they make that one look pretty? Did they make that one look easy? 13:03 to go. First period, Bykov from the base of the left circle, set up by Werger. It's 2-0 Silvertips. Certainly ought to a good note. Dominic Werger, the ex-chief, and Jay Christensen as well with the assists.
Yeah, that was just terrific puck handling by Bykov that left it for Werger, who made a terrific play. Great to see. That's what his insertion in the lineup. When he's in there, he adds that extra dimension to that line, setting up Bykov for that goal.
And with that, the Tips off to a promising start, a 2-0 lead at the end of one period, despite being outshot 7-5. Well, the script certainly said they had this one well in their favor, an 18-0-2 record when leading after one. But as 3-3 goes, sometimes you're just cruising along based on rhythm, and the Spokane Chiefs always a tough opponent every day, finding their second win. And Hudson Elenick got them on the board 4 minutes into the second period. And the Chiefs maneuver one towards center with Keanu Yamamoto into the offensive zone, crisscrossing, and now to the right side. His shot deflected in, and they score. A scoring chance that was percolating, and Keanu Yamamoto taking the alternative route right to Carter Hart, which caught a deflection and around his far pad with 4 minutes gone by in the second period. That might have gone off of Hudson Elenick, and Spokane is back into the conversation. They trail 2-1. And with that, Elenick picking up his 17th goal of the season. Keanu Yamamoto and Ethan McIndoe have the assists.
Yeah, it was Yamamoto just throwing that puck into a dangerous area. Again, Elenick's going to get credit for it, and I'm not sure he ever saw the puck hit him or go in the net, but still gets credit for the goal.
And with that, the Chiefs weren't finished. This time, Riley Woods off a top light setup at 16:30 to make it a brand new game. And Kyler Yamamoto hits the brakes, looking now in front. Open is Woods in the front of the cage, and he scores. 3:30 left in the second period, and from tight quarters, forehand to backhand, Riley Woods able to get right behind Carter Hart and sneak in number 9 of the season. Guess what? We got a brand new game. We're tied at 2. And with that, Woods is ninth on the season from Kyler Yamamoto at 16:30.
And it was a terrific play. Again, I said in overtime that I had not seen that type of ability from him, but he looked like a man possessed out there tonight.
And from there, a 2-2 game, but it didn't take long for a response. This time, Lucas Skrmita at 16:42 for his third on the season. With 3:28 to go, and now needing definitely a little bit more here. As far as the path of this Sunday, Skrmita straight away shoots and scores! It jangles on the way in. Lucas Skrmita from the blue line with 3:18 to go. Coming right back at you. He picks up number three on the season. It's 3-2 Silver Tips. Goal coming unassisted at 16:42. Almost always kind of seems like in games like these, Tips in Spokane, you have that one quick strike after the other, and this time it was Skrmita to restore the Silver Tip lead late.
Yeah, I thought those two goals early might change the complexion of the game. I thought that goal might be just a gut punch to Spokane, might get them a little bit dejected, but it didn't seem to do that. It was a great goal by Skrmita and certainly lifted the spirits of the Silver Tips, but it did not affect Spokane and continuing in their comeback charge.
Because in the opening minute of the third period, they earned a very critical goal to morph the dynamic of this game. Stepping up was Kyler Yamamoto to hit the 30-goal plateau just 31 seconds in. In this third period, obviously numbers say in the Tip's favor, but back comes Spokane as Anderson Dolan swims out by one. The centering pass to Kyler Yamamoto, and he scores. Right out of the chute and 31 seconds in, Kyler Yamamoto, the biggest threat here for Spokane, hitting the 30-goal plateau on a shot that beats Carter Hart from right between the circles and a brand-new game at 3-3. And with that, Yamamoto from Jared Anderson Dolan, all coming at the 31-second mark. With that, a goal to certainly change how things looked right from the outset of period three.
Yeah, and we knew it would be tough to keep that man bottled up the way they did the last time these two teams met. He's been amazing. He's been the highest point scorer in the season series between both teams, and he's been doing it for a couple of years. And right there, a big timely goal for Kyler Yamamoto.
Give the Silver Tips credit, who have struggled recently in sudden death overtime. Dominant with puck possession, they outshot Spokane 5-1. Unfortunately, unable to find the back of the net, which also included a 4-on-3 power play. Maybe best look, Patrick Bykov from the inside of the left circle, but Jaden Sittler caught all of it, and a big reason why this one forced into the shootout stages. Only goal to Riley Woods, and eventually it was all up to Bryce Kindop to keep the game alive. Bryce Kindop taking central stage. He must score to keep the game going. Here comes Kindop, the rookie, down left. Now to the front of the cage, shoots, and a save made by Sittler, and that's your game. Oh, so close for the Silver Tips again on this Sunday. Forced to take the bridesmaid's role. However, well, 5 points out of six can't be too bad in that stretch.
Nope.
Yeah, your final score in a shootout, the Spokane Chiefs 4 and the Everett Silver Tips 3.
Yeah.
Well, too bad for Bryce Kindop, who had the move down the left and a deke that unfortunately ended right between the pads of Jaden Sittler, and Spokane gets the 2 points on the Sunday.
Yeah, they get the two, Everett gets the one, and looking back on the weekend as a whole, you say, well, if you're going to get 5 out of 6 points, that's a success, and if you're going to take two outright in regulation, the two teams you would have wanted to take that from would have been Seattle and Tri-City. So a successful weekend for the Silver Tips.
Certainly, and ending in the back end of 3-3. It was a tough slot here to begin with against your chief U.S. division rival, and then going into a place in Kennewick as a very tough one to play. Yet the Tips navigating those waters for 5 points out of six. Now 36-7-2. They have 69 points on the season. And Spokane now dead even here with Portland for the final wild card spot. Admittedly, a big win on their side. And they improve back down to 500 at 20-24. 5-2, now with 47 points on the campaign. Win in net to Jaden Sittler, obviously surviving this one. He had 24 saves. The shootout loss to Carter Hart, he had 17 saves in the contest. Sittler's record now 12-9-2-1, and Hart now moving his to 19-4-5-1. Your final score here in matchup 6 of 8 between the Silver Tips and the Chiefs, 4-3 in a shootout here to Spokane before a crowd of 4,408 at Xfinity Arena. For Justin Morrison, I'm Mike Benton for Silver Tips Replay.